Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. ReadingThePlay.com.
Speaking about, we're talking about Bennett knowing the way to get success. There's something about success that's really kicked off in the last week or so since Jimmy's been gone, and that's been your NFL record, Jarrett. So we got a couple of winners there last week for the for passing on clothing, and I think you've been performing pretty well away from it. What's your thoughts on the weekend coming up this week?
Well, I just thought we might touch on college football before we start on the NFL, Tristan. I mean, talk about Alan Bond moments. Now, there's been a couple of really big plays in the last week over there, and I'm sure that any of our interested NFL listeners are aware of how big college football is. But last weekend, we had a big game on the Sunday in the US where Michigan finally beat their key rivals. And then the broadcast numbers come out this morning. There were 16 million US people watching that game live. That's how big the college market is. So we've seen the Oklahoma coach, Lincoln Riley, pinched by the big LA university who have been floundering for a number of years, and that's USC. Now, that LA market is just enormous, and they're all about winning franchises, and this university has been struggling for a number of years. But how's this for a payday? He's signed a 10-year deal on $110 million. The university have bought his two homes, which were investments in Oklahoma, but paid $5,000 above market value for both of them. So there's a million, $500,000. So there's $1 million bonus straight away to kick in. They've bought him a $6 million home in LA for he and his family, his wife and two daughters, and given him unlimited use of the private jet 24/7, 365 days of the year. Now, there's a massive deal. Now, talk about a man who might have an elephant on his shoulder in the next couple of years, but come either way, $110 million over 10 years and all of those flavorings, that's enormous. But on the NFL front, well, the Titans. Now, we were talking about them a couple of weeks ago. They were rolling along. They've all of a sudden lost two key games. They've fallen down in the seedings. They actually have the highest number of players used and out with injury this season. And the key is if they get Henry back into the finals and also can keep themselves up the top of those seedings. The other side in the AFC, that just keep rolling along, are those Patriots. Now, they haven't played anybody, but they keep winning. They've won six from their last six. Mac Jones just keeps getting better by the week. I mean, you just see the magic of the coach. He knows how to get the system right. He's slowly developing that kid. He's slowly developing the plays around them, and they are getting better by the week. Now, they've got a really tough run home, but a great game on Monday up against the Bills. I actually think that they can beat the Bills outright because the Bills have got a couple of key defensive players out at the moment. The Ravens, well, that Lamar Jackson, I'm not sure if we watched that game. It was a little bit like watching paint dry when they beat the Browns 16-10. There wasn't a lot of points in that game, but he pulled out two touchdowns where he was on his back foot, being pushed around and chased by defenders, yet was able to find two players to come up with two key wins. They're just ticking over nicely. The Cardinals, 9-2, they're now at the top of those seedings. They get the Chicago Bears this weekend. I think they're back winning again. So they'll go to 10-2. We'll touch on them because I think they're one of the bets of the week. And then your man, A-Rod, Tristan, over at the Packers, again, he just pulls his magic out. They are yet under Matt LaFleur to lose two in a row since he's been head coach. That's 2.5 seasons where they've only had 9 losses but never gone back-to-back. Now, there's a nice betting angle for the weeks ahead. Let's hope we don't break that one. I thought the two bets of the week, let's go to Arizona-Chicago. I just touched on that a moment ago. I mean, Tristan, the Bears played the Lions last week on Thanksgiving Thursday.
Strong form, yeah. Line.
Talk about watching grass grow. That has to be one of the lowest games I think the NFL has ever seen. And it's scheduled in for Thanksgiving every year, and everybody's saying, how the hell can we have the Lions playing when they're yet to win a game at such a horrible record? I think that's a terrible form reference. They only won by a point. Arizona come back off a bye, look at full strength. I can't see how the line is only 7.5. I certainly thought it was at least 11 or more. So let's go all into Arizona minus 7.5 at $1.90. And then I thought the other nice matchup over the weekend, Tampa Bay. Brady had the Bucs winning again last weekend. They play Atlanta Falcons, who were certainly struggling. They come off a win, but it was a very low form game. The last three times that the Bucs have played Atlanta, they've absolutely put points through them, scored 40 or more in each of those occasions when winning. I thought the total points over 50 looked way too low, because if the Bucs are true to form and scoring anywhere between high 30s to early 40s, which has been their mantra all season, and Atlanta just contribute a little bit to that, then I certainly think that they'll be covering that points. So over 50 at $1.87 with Top Sport as well.
The only thing I'll query the punters on the Arizona-Chicago game is that in our little group chat with Jared and Jimmy, Jared, I've never seen him so confident about a game all season as this one, and Jimmy was reaching for different devices, trying to get access in America to get some sort of investment on the Arizona Cardinals, and he has been known to stop a site. So that would be my only little query on this. But yeah, they certainly look like they're the team that's going to be very hard to beat. They're just flying under the radar for Super Bowl betting as well. But I know there was one very happy man, as you touched on, the Detroit Chicago game wasn't the highlight of the Thanksgiving weekend, but there was one man on this call that did enjoy the day, and the Raiders did have a very, very impressive victory against the Dallas Cowboys. How do you think they're going to go this weekend, Bradley?
Mate, I think they'll get over Washington, but I tell you what, mate, New England Patriots, what I like about, I'm a sports nuffy, so I like seeing guys back to the wall. What about the coach? Under pressure at the start of the year, everyone's saying, oh, and it's a Brady influence when he goes. I just love how they have confidence in what they need to do. They win big moments. They make big decisions. And look, they're going on a run now. As you said before, Joe, not the best teams, but I just love those offside battles in sport that you can't ride off class. And that's what Belichick is. He's a class performer. He's done it under pressure. And that, to me, I love seeing those stories when someone's got to write them off, but they just keep coming back. Stick to the plan, and you know what? Who knows where it'll end?
Well, the other thing too about the Pats is, about 2 years ago, as the story goes, Belichick was happy to actually relinquish such a hands-on role in what they're doing with a lot of their draft picks. And then out of the most recent draft prior to Christmas, there was quite a bit of criticism about who they actually drafted and what picks they took, and the fact that they took, you know, Mac Jones as number five quarterback, and lo and behold, you know, not only Mac Jones is all of a sudden, I think, the standout of the five key quarterbacks that came through that draft, but there's two or three other players that are now playing for them and absolute standouts who 4 or 5 months ago were the brunt of criticism that what are the Pats doing picking this guy and that guy. And again, it just shows the magic of the man. And I just love him after a win when he's in a press conference and they're bantering him with all these just questions. And it's just the shrug of the shoulders here or a wink of the eyebrow there. He's got nothing to say. I mean, the man's just an absolute master, isn't he?
Well, one of the things that I think probably flies under the radar is last year they were lacking so many of their defensive, A grade. So their season last year was, probably it appeared as though it was underperforming on paper, but really they were always going to be up against it. And he had Cam Newton there, and he's made that really clinical decision to go with a youngster, you know, where maybe Cam would have looked a lot better in the system this year with that better defensive line, but he's gone for the future. Even when he had that immediate pressure on him with all the talk about Brady, and it's paying dividends straight away. They're only going to get better as they get closer to the end of the season too. So I reckon this game against the Bills, it's $2.28 the Patriots, $1.65 Buffalo. I agree. I think it should be a little bit closer than what it is. 2.5, 206 the plus. It's going to be a really good game. It's the marquee game of the weekend, and I'm looking forward to seeing that. I think we'll get a very good form line on where both of those two teams sit. If you're having a look at the Super Bowl betting at the moment, you've got Tampa Bay favourites at $6. About a month ago, Kansas were gone. They're into second favourite at $7.50. Green Bay at $8.50. Arizona $9. Buffalo $9. And then we've got the Patriots just behind them at $11. And just scrolling down a little bit, the Raiders there at $81, just in front of my Detroit lines.
Well, I suggested a couple of weeks ago on Jimmy's show and on the podcast that I was very keen about the Packers long term. They were $9.25 with you at that stage. Now, a week later, they went to $11 off a rare loss. But now into, what, $8.50, I think they are, Tristan. I And this, that's the side I want to anchor all around for the Super Bowl. I think that we all know that the NFC is a much, much stronger conference. I think that as they get fitter, I think the record in the last 3 weeks, they've had 10 key players out with injury over the last 3 to 4 weeks. They will get most of those guys back in the roll into the finals. You know, they funnily say in the US at the moment, Aaron Rodgers is only playing on 9 toes. Well, once he gets the other big foot, ready and going. I mean, he's just a master, as he showed again last week, pulling them through a really good win over the Rams. So the Packers are where I want to be for the Super Bowl.
Market Watch is proudly brought to you by Top Sport, home of the Top Sport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.